Good evening. The show begins in Israel in the Negev Desert at Kibbutz Kfar Aza, which was attacked on October 7th. Peter Berkowitz traveled there with colleagues of his to hear from the kibbutz and the kibbutzim as they begin to rebuild the kibbutz and their lives, reawakening their dreams. We then moved to a conversation, Peter and I, about anti-Semitism among the young and ideologically educated, especially on college campuses. Puzzling, but there it is, regarding Israel as an oppressor. Puzzling. Afterwards, we move to the puzzle about how educated people who know about the pogrom and the Holocaust, how they can participate in the anti-Semitism that seems to dominate or at least illustrate modern campuses, especially elite campuses. And then electioneering for the State of the Union on Ukraine and Gaza, Cliff May comments. And Pakistan, Taliban malevolence over these last days, and Arif Rafiq describes the point-counterpoint between the army of Pakistan and the Taliban of Pakistan, sheltered by the Taliban of Afghanistan. And then Hamas stealing food and supplies that are brought into Gaza. And what is to stop that when and if there is a U.S.-Israeli effort to put a floating dock off of Gaza's beach and resupply the people there? Malcolm Honlein joins to comment that there is no famine. There is Hamas stealing food, using it on the black market, or reselling it. There's lots of food. There's always has been lots of food. And then Malcolm Honlein gives way to Indiana Honlein, and we talk about the purple dye that was favored in the ancient world from the Babylonians to the Romans, and that it comes from a sea snail. Always the presumption was the sea snail production was in Phoenicia. These were Phoenicians at the city of Tyre. There's new evidence, archaeological evidence, that it was the northern kingdom of Israel that was the manufacturer of this purple dye that was so favored. It was still sold in Tyre and Phoenicia, but the manufacturing was northern Israel. And then a conversation about TikTok with Paul Dobrova from Melbourne, Australia, a national security advisor, and Gordon Chang. The algorithm of TikTok, surprisingly, designed by state security and the People's Republic of China as a way of watching and directing young people. Is that the way it's being used in other countries? At this point, the suggestion is yes, India banned the TikTok algorithm, and after that, it was a surprising diminution of unrest in the country. Odd, coincidental. And then a conversation about al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the old AQAP, a new emir, and what that means for the region, and the Taliban and its activities with al-Qaeda, the al-Qaeda camps in Afghanistan, and the Pakistan Taliban that has sanctuary in Afghanistan. Ekaterina Zolotova from Moscow joins to talk about how the U.S. is presenting green technology available to Tashkent, the capital of Uzbekistan, and other parts of Central Asia, not Turkmenistan, but chiefly Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan, as a way of augmenting their energy needs going forward. They have lots of oil and gas, but they're looking at renewables as part of the mix. They're also looking at nuclear energy. Then a conversation about Vladimir Putin and his ambitions at 71, reelected for the fifth time, and the fact that Europe is now rearming for the long run to face off against Vladimir Putin, and it could be we're entering into another arms race in Europe. New World Report with Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araújo, first on Brazil accusing Bolsonaro of plotting a coup before he left office, then terror plots identified in Brazil, Peru, and Texas, and then Venezuela, Maduro maneuvering so that his rival, Maria Corina Machado, is is not permitted to run in the presidential election scheduled for July. Clearly a move that's lawfare extra legal, but there it is. And some members of the opposition are urging Ms. Machado to step aside and have someone else run. Ernesto believes that's a bad idea, and so does Joseph. We then talk about Argentina, Milei's plans to reduce the size of government and restart the engine of capitalism, blocked in the U and the Argentine Senate. There'll be more maneuvering ahead. Central America and the root causes, discussed by the vice president with the new president of Guatemala. What is to be done? More than root causes, much more than root causes. The immigration that's coming from the Americas is not coming from Central America. It's chiefly coming from Venezuela and China and Haiti and other disenfranchised peoples. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.